Continuing with the Lorraine Palace Theater spotlight on Oberlin. Oberlin College right here in the heart of Oberlin. And one of the great things about any kind of a college town, especially Oberlin, because of their conservatory, is a lot of the musical performances that people get to be experienced with that. And Kathy Strauss, who's the Director of Communications for Oberlin College Conservatory, joins us. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
And I want to also thank you as well for helping us get in touch with different people, booking, filling out some of the spaces that we have. We know that you could almost do an entire show just featuring people from Oberlin College, not only with the academic end of it, but also because of the music. Why is the Oberlin College Conservatory so special? It's world-renowned, isn't it?
World-renowned. We have a lot of international students here, international faculty members. Great work is done here. The school has been around since 1833. It's an incredibly long-standing reputation for excellence. The conservatory will celebrate its 150th anniversary next academic year, and that is the oldest continuously operating conservatory in the United States. It's also the only one ever to be awarded the National Medal of Arts. So those are some pretty cool accolades
I would think so. And it's, in a sense, all made up from students who come through and learn and perform.
And achieve and produce and come back.
Right. I mean, as an alumni list, it probably is endless.
Yes, on both sides, MacArthur Award-winning writers and musicians. In the last couple of years, actually, we've had two in the conservatory and one in the college, MacArthur Genius Grant winners, which is extraordinary. It's a $625,000 award to further what you do best. No strings attached. It's a remarkable way of acknowledging this person's career and helping them to keep going.
Now you have other things that at the college open to the public, not only for the students, but the public. What kind of performances do you have coming up for the fall?
We have 500 performances here a year. That's actually more than...
How is that even possible? I'm trying to do the math for that.
They can't all be in one building, can they?
We have a remarkable number of performance facilities. We have a jazz venue, actually a couple of primarily jazz venues, Cat and the Cream and Clonic Hall. We have our newest recital hall, which is Stull Recital Hall. It's the glass pop-up on top of the main conservatory building, which is called Bibbins, right there on Professor and College. So that was just opened last year, which has given us another opportunity to present student recitals, faculty recitals, guest recitals. But yeah, we have some fantastic things coming up. Of course, we have the artist recital series, and Marilyn Horne, who is the world famous, probably the most famous American mezzo-soprano ever to grace the stage of the Metropolitan Opera, has a residency here. She comes every year to work with our young vocalists, and these master classes are public, and so you'll hear our top performing young opera singers on stage at Finney Chapel, and that's on the Friday night, November 14th at 8 o'clock, and Sunday afternoon at 2, and there's terrific rapport established, and you not only hear full performances of these great young singers, but actually live teaching from one of the world's great opera singers. So it's a very interesting eye into what happens, what they think about when they're singing, the kinds of technique that they're trying to use. It's quite fascinating.
And what a great opportunity that is for the students to get to learn and you know, from the masters.
Absolutely.
I know in the past year you had the Punch Brothers in residency here as well.
And they'll be back again this year, too.
Oh, very good.
Yep. So we have other residencies, actually the Calder Quartet, which were just named Avery Fisher Career Grant winners. And these are great young, it's a great young quartet. They play all kinds of music, non-traditional venues, traditional venues. They actually are the quartet that's been with Vampire Weekend, Airborne Toxic Event, but fantastic and legitimately classically trained musicians that are working with our students for the next 2 years. They actually opened our artist recital series in September. And then we have a full slate of artist recital events in Finney Chapel the second semester, six in all, plus Billy Hart's Jazz Quartet. So lots to look forward to in the artist recital series. And this Friday night, the Conservatory celebrates the 50th anniversary of the building that we now inhabit. So the Conservatory was in a very old building, kitty corner from where we are now located. The Conservatory complex was built, designed by architect Minoru Yamasaki, who built the World Trade Center. And so that's an acclaim that the building celebrates, and we're going to have a concert on Friday night and cake, and it'll be fun. Student performance of the Contemporary Music Ensemble.
It sounds like there's a lot of excitement happening with the Conservatory. We're talking with Kathy Strauss, the Director of Communications for Oberlin College Conservatory. What kind of archives do you have? Is there musical recordings? Do a lot of these performances get archived in a way?
Yeah, all of the performances are recorded. And every student recital, every student concert, I'm a graduate. I could actually go back and look up my 1984 senior recital if I wanted to. I'm not sure I do.
We should have done that, Bruce. We should have played it this morning.
Just like, here and remember this.
Yeah.
But that's interesting.
But yes, everything is recorded. And as far as our library and our special collections holdings, we have a ton of recordings. We have 10,000 recordings in the Newman Jazz Collection, which is, I believe, the largest collection of jazz recordings at an undergraduate institution. Possibly, I think it is the largest privately held jazz recording collection. So the Newman Jazz Collection is phenomenal. We have the Milt Hinton photograph archives, the photographs are on display at the museum. I see that you're going to have Andrea Durston later this week, and she'll talk more about the exhibitions that are over there. But we also have the Milt Hinton papers that are part of the Conservatory's special collections. You can go back and see what it was like to be a working jazz musician over the last 70 years, from like 1920 to 1990. Tax returns, all kinds of pay stubs from Count Basie's orchestra, and see the kind of life that black musicians had, even traveling the South in that period of time, which was very difficult travel. Great musicians, and all chronicled in these remarkable photographs in these papers.
With these archives, do students have an opportunity to tap into that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We have fantastic musicology and music theory departments, and they definitely use these archives for research, as do other scholars from around the country. They're open for study.
Many times when you think of a conservatory, you think about the classical music, but it's a lot bigger than that. Now the fact that you have sort of this jazz portion of it, or that the college has sort of embraced that, it's kind of made it a unique combination of everything.
I don't know that it's necessarily unique, because even Juilliard has a jazz program now. So a lot of conservatories do this. Jazz is America's classical music. And there's a great history of musicians in this country, and have, you know, it's obviously gone abroad. Jazz is celebrated worldwide. We actually even send some jazz students to China. So China's catching up. They're very interested in classical music, certainly, but jazz, of course. And yeah, we do celebrate all of the music that there is to play. Obviously, the Punch Brothers kind of inhabit this world in between classical and jazz. And so we have a performance and improvisation program for people to explore using their the techniques from their individual disciplines, find that middle space where they learn improvisation and they can try to collaborate with classical musicians and jazz musicians over this improvisation kind of track.
What brought you to the college back in the day when you were a student, looking for a place to go?
Yeah, this was my first choice, and I was thrilled to be able to come here. I was very interested in chamber music, and this conservatory celebrates the small ensemble culture. And so it was a place where there's a lot of personal responsibility when you're in a small group, one person on a part. and the repertoire that one gets to play and how close you are to your audience. So that was my route into the conservatory. I discovered a lot of other things while I was here, and I love the big machine of the orchestral world. But chamber music was the thing that was kind of a defining thing for me here. And this conservatory has a reputation of cranking out small ensembles that do quite well, and we bring them back. So Miro Quartet, Jasper Quartet, International Contemporary Ensemble, Eighth Blackbird, three-time Grammy Award-winning ensemble for new music now. And so,
well, we're going to get a little more details about chamber music coming up with Associate Professor Michael Strauss in just a little bit. We've been speaking with Kathy Strauss from the Oberlin Conservatory. We'll have